Some other disturbing news came out on Friday in the Manhattan District Attorney criminal trial against Donald Trump for falsification of business records in connection with the 2016 election. We broke the news here, pun or no pun intended, on the Midas Touch Network. Look, we do a lot of very serious reporting here on the Midas Touch Network, and I have mixed feelings about how viral this has gone, although I think it is an important data point to be sharing with all of you. And we broke the news here that there are people in the courtroom who are aware of the fact that Donald Trump was passing gas during the jury selection process and while trial was taking place, that there was a putrid odor that has been surrounding Donald Trump in the courtroom. And as he was sleeping and closing his eyes, he would kind of pass gas and fart in the direction of his lawyers, who are kind of revolted by him. And we have some credible sources in the courtroom who have given us that information on background. As I've said, and I'll give the disclaimer again, you know, it's possible that people are giving us that information because it's like, oh, the Midas Touch has previously reported on things like that with Donald Trump. We did the famous Adam Kinzinger interview here. But look, these are some real serious people who have shared this insight and data with me. And so look, you can take the data as you will, but I think the data is also substantiated by a lot of other incidents, if you will, regarding Donald Trump. And so I take the information for what it's worth. And I want to just give you that disclaimer. But let me just share with you first our reporting here that's gone incredibly viral, you know, with millions of views when we broke this news. And then let me share with you some of the responses. But first, let me just play the clip. Returning to the court proceedings as well, Maggie Haberman reports that Donald Trump continued to fall asleep during the proceedings as well. And, you know, what I'm hearing from my sources as well is that, you know, and I'm hearing from credible sources who know what's going on in the courtroom. And what I'm hearing is that, take it for what it's worth, but that Donald Trump is actually farting in the courtroom and that it's very stinky around him. It's a putrid odor in the courtroom and that Trump's lawyers are like repulsed by the scent and the smell. And I'm not just saying that to be like, oh, funny. I'm actually, you know, we have good sources there. And I'm hearing it from actual credible people that as he's kind of falling asleep, he is actually passing gas. And that his lawyers are really struggling with the smell. I think you'll actually start to hear more of that. But again, from real credible sources. Now, take it for what it's worth. They may be going off the record, I mean, on background and telling me that because of, you know, it's the Midas Touch and they, you know, they think that we want to hear that. So you could judge it how you want to judge it. But real credible people who are there, saying that it's putrid around him. George Conway responded, I heard this too. I'm not kidding. The court's going to have to issue more than a gag order. Pesach Latin said, as I mentioned yesterday, several reporters told me that while he, Donald Trump, was sleeping, he would fart loudly in the courtroom and then grunt and move. It's consistent with what my sources in the court were telling me. David Korn writes, a different type of news leak. Tim O'Brien writes, prosecutors may have to add another item to their order to show cause, seeking to penalize Trump for violating Justice Mershon's gag order. The account Angry Staffer said those probably aren't just farts. Again, take it as you will. Let me just share with you, this is a previous interview that was done a while back, but it's a data point. This is between Kathy Griffin and Mary Trump about the fact that Trump has this distinct smell, if you will, that doesn't get enough press. Let's play this clip.
It has a distinct smell that doesn't really get enough press. It's like body odor with kind of like a scented makeup products, but you can smell the hair products even outdoors. Don't make that face. I'm just being honest. I know.
Well, I don't know. Maybe somebody needs to make a candle with that scent.
Because
that'll fly off the shelves, right? Right before Christmas.
And then, of course, you know that I did do that interview with former Congress member Adam Kinzinger, who has been in Donald Trump's presence before. And Kinzinger explained what he observed. Here, play this clip. I'm genuinely surprised how people close to Trump haven't talked about the odor. It's truly something to behold. Wear a mask if you can. Then Donald Trump responded to that, and he had his team go after you and say, no, Kinzinger is the one who's smelly. And as Hillary Clinton said, if you could be baited by a tweet, how are you supposed to be expected to handle Vladimir Putin and other authoritarians? And Donald Trump clearly got baited by your tweet and your post. But let's just start with your post, the odor, the stench, the stink. How bad is it? What do you know about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's not good. I mean, think about the best way to describe it. I've tried to take armpits, ketchup, like a butt, and kind of put it in a blender, and makeup, and put that all in a blender, and that's and you bottle that as a cologne. That's kind of that. But it's amazing. Like, I've been amazed that, you know, everybody's just kind of like learning about this now. But again, I think the bigger point is he's a weak human being. But look at this. He had his people respond to me on this. By the way, they're always unnamed spokesmen, because none of them want to put their names, even though I think I know who's doing this. Like, they don't want to put their names behind that, because they know that their words are going to live forever. And my goodness, I mean, Vladimir Putin, I'm going to tell you, President Xi of China, they're licking their chops at the idea of another Donald Trump term, because I sat in the Oval Office once when Donald Trump begged a group of us to pull China ZTE out of the sanctions list from the National Defense Authorization Act, because he made a personal promise to President Xi, because she asked him nicely on the phone. I mean, this is the kind of leader, you know, of the greatest country in the world that we're looking at reinstating. And the odor is the odor. And, you know, I think that needs to stay alive. People need to keep talking about it, because he's the kind of guy that would use something like that all the time against other people. He needs a taste of his own medicine.
Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. It's literally one scoop a day, and it tastes great. Now, I personally love the strawberry lemonade flavor. It's completely improved my life. Now, this is nutrition the way nature intended. When I have my Field of Greens, I find myself having way more energy throughout the day. And I've noticed healthier hair and skin. Field of Greens has helped me with my digestion, and my stomach feels way better. And I just feel better and healthier overall. Now, Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. Now, I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. Now, I promise you're gonna love this product, but if for whatever reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. I got you 15% off your first order, plus free shipping. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code MIDAS. That's promo code MIDAS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com.
You know, if you want another data point right here, this right here is a meeting that took place while Donald Trump was disgracing the White House. And this is what I believe is taking place in the courtroom, what you're about to watch here with Donald Trump and the late Senator Feinstein. So watch this, because this is consistent with what my sources are telling me about what went down in the courtroom. Let's play this clip.
So today we're here in a bipartisan fashion to show leadership in an effort to end this senseless violence. It can be ended.
Andrew Weissman explains, will the court issue a non-gag order? As another reminder, Donald Trump seems to attract people like himself who do this. Here's another example kind of what I'm hearing it looks like in the courtroom. But this is an example. This is Rudy Giuliani next to Jenna Ellis, who's since pled guilty to committing crimes relating to the 2020 election. Recall Trump's case right now is about interfering with the 2016 election. Jenna Ellis pled guilty to the 2020 election. Next week, there's the absolute immunity argument regarding Trump's claim that he can have SEAL Team 6 kill people or do whatever he wants regarding his crimes relating to the 2020 election. But here's what I believe is going down in the courtroom right now in Manhattan. But this was Giuliani and Jenna Ellis when they were out there providing fraudulent information about the 2020 election. Let's play this clip.
The answer, point of order. The answer that I gave you is they didn't bother to interview a single witness. Just like you, they don't want to know the truth.
Here's a video that we posted on Midas Touch about how suddenly this all makes sense right now. We posted this a little bit ago. Play this clip.
What's that smell?
I don't know.
Hey guys, look, what is that?
It is some kind of odor.
It is foul.
It's a foul odor.
So today we're here in a bipartisan fashion to show leadership.
And here's an individual at best of Jack 04 on TikTok. Here's what he has to say. Here's another fact witness stepping forward. Let's play this clip.
So you know when you post something and then someone bigger than you like Adam Kinzinger confirm it? And years ago I posted about Trump being kicked out of Keene Steakhouse in Manhattan where I was eating with my father in 1983 because his smell was so offensive. This wasn't an elderly thing. It was 1983. I wouldn't make fun of Trump today if it was an elderly thing. That's not what we do on the left. It happens to elderly people. Trump wasn't elderly. We didn't complain. The table next to him complained and the table behind him complained. We smelled it. But my father and I didn't complain about it. Trump was not elderly. The smell was so fucking offensive that they finally had to ask him to leave. And he did leave quietly right by us and it wafted us. Trump's been shitting all over himself for almost 40 fucking
years. There you have it, folks. We'll keep you posted each step of the way. Again, you know, it's going crazy viral. And I didn't know it was going to go that viral. And as I said, like, I hope this maybe brings attention to the other importance. I'm not to say this isn't an important story, but we do a lot of good investigative journalism here. We break a lot of important stories. You know, and I wanted to give the data point. It's important to know. But, you know, evaluate it yourself. And as I said, you know, is it possible that the sources on background to me, that they know that I find this, you know, that I would report on it? Look. These are real credible people, though. I'll just say that. I'm Ben Mycelis. This is the Midas Touch. No one can subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers. Thanks for watching.
Real quick, Meta just changed their algorithm to suppress political content. Please follow our Instagram at Midas Touch right now as we head towards 400,000 followers so you don't miss a beat.